Let's have some good news. 624, you got a gallery up there, Sandberg?
I do.
We need some good news.
Yes.
What's the gallery?
It's of Patrick, my stepson, his surprise 11th birthday party that we hosted on Friday.
I saw some of these pictures. I have a question. Because, Dave, I don't know if you remember, but when Stephen was, Stephen and Ross, my son, are about the same age.
Yep.
And, Mary, I don't know if you remember, it's when kids were little. Like a laser tag party was a big deal.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
laser tag
yeah.
parties?
Sure. My son is the same age as your two. And, yeah, we always did laser tag parties.
That was a big deal.
Always.
This is a video game truck?
Yes, a video game truck. It's called Game Truck.
So does everybody get their own video game to play?
You play against each other. They go into that trailer. That
How many kids can play at one time?
20.
At one time?
At one time. You'll see in the pictures, there's 20 of them playing.
This is like the bus of fun that we had when the bus pulled up to your house. And
this is what's so different about now. These guys are having fun by staring at screens and not talking to each other.
And they're not in the house,
which is
really
ideal. Well, that's your fun.
Yes.
Yeah, that's your fun.
I didn't even think about that. That's a great point.
It's funny because, you pay for it, and then they give you a paper with gratuity highlighted at the end.
I'm sure. Yeah.
And I had told Pat I had mixed emotions about tipping in general because it's not an inexpensive party, and we had already talked with Patrick's mom and stepdad, and we had some thoughts. But then when the guy is standing, his name is Spencer, he's standing right in your doorway with a highlighted paper. And it's like, okay, I guess he's getting 20%.
Why
just
do you
to sit
tip?
There?
I was going
to say. I don't know. I caved. And
I have a problem with that, too.
I know. And so I was running it by Patrick's mom because I just wanted to make sure that
Patrick's stepdad. There's a service component to that. He's supposed to keep the kids alive during the party.
They're not moving. They're sitting on a couch inside of a truck while he's playing a game.
Yeah,
I will say it kind of smells in there with that 11-year-old boy is sweating.
Well, you guys are cheap.
It's like when people want a tip for carryout.
But Pat and Patrick's stepdad were talking about what it could cost to run this thing. You know, overall, the cost, the hard cost, how much a truck, the screens. They think they're making out like bandits.
Yeah, I don't think the running part. It's the initial cost, and then you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah. So, anyway, but it was really fun. He was surprised. You know, he pulled up to the house. The truck was in our driveway.
That's the greatest moment.
And his
when
friends
you can surprise your kid.
Yep. And he, complained a little on Saturday that because it was a surprise, he didn't get to have that feeling of looking forward to it.
Did you explain? This is nothing like when I drive by a McDonald's and hope I can eat there someday.
Yeah. No.
Was that it? Hope I can eat? No, think about eating. I don't
I
actually
like
do think about eating.
I do. I like to think about getting a sausage, egg, and cheese muffin.
Well, I'm glad I had a good time.
We did. And then they came inside and they ate pizza and they spilled Gatorade and ate candy.
Was it the orange Gatorade?
It was red.
Oh,
even red and blue. And we have Lightwood floors. You'll see in the picture. So
why'd you let them in the house?
Well, because they had to eat. Can't eat in the truck.
Throw the food in the...
were they all boys?
You
little boys? Boys can sit out in the lawn.
There was a couple of girls.
You can't eat in the truck and he still wants a tip?
I know.
Wait
you
a minute.
Can't. No food in there. And there were a couple girls, but originally Patrick's mom had said we should do it out in the garage, which a lot of the families do. That way they never have to come in.
Yeah.
But it was just a little cold on Friday for the garage.
Well,
and
then,
Pat
listen,
is like the coat police, so he would have been harassing kids about putting coats on, and they don't put coats on when they're having fun. And then they went in the basement and they played a very close range moving dodgeball at each other. Somebody got hit in the throat. Then there was a coughing fit.
Now it sounds like a party.
Now it's
turning into a party.
I'm looking at the pictures.
The
this is great. Yeah, they were like, I think the pictures are cute. So,
Dave, when you and I grew up, we would, of course, have a similar thing, but we had a pickup truck that would come up with rocks in the back.
Yes.
And you would just throw rocks
throw
at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the laser tag thing was great because your buddies would just chase each other around and just fire lasers at each other.
And then they ate pizza there.
And they ate
everything there. They did everything.
Yeah.
We were done.
Chuck E. Cheese's and Showbiz Pizza. That was our era. We would go play the video game. So you'd actually be at the restaurant and then a pizza there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. I don't anticipate it.
This is North Shore, so I assume you got expensive pizza as well?
Lou Malnati's.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a cake from Deerfield Bakery, which was amazing.
And you didn't get the friends and family price from Lou Malnati's?
No. And Patrick, you can see in the photos, when they sing happy birthday to him, he thinks he's Jim Cornelison, and he uses his own hand as a mic, and he sings along to his own birthday serenade, which you don't usually see the birthday boy singing along.
He's cocky. I like him.
Yeah.
He's a very confident little guy.
Yeah. He didn't want it to end.
He also didn't mention he scored the winning goal yesterday.
Oh, he did. He had a playoff hockey game. He scored
on a breakaway.
Yeah. He went around a defender, and then he did top shelf, which was... I think Pat worked on...
Which is great, because, Joe, you and I were talking about it. We thought he'd go five hole.
This goalie could not be had down
top
low.
Shelf is where the cookies are at. So
going for the cookies.
But Pat has been working on lifting the puck for the whole 5 years that he's been playing, and then just at the end of last year he got it, and he's really good at it. And so, but this is the first goal I think where he's lifted it over. It was pretty cool.
You remember that the rest of your
life. My dad jumped out of the stands. I thought he was going to have a heart attack. He was so excited.
That's cool. It's a cool moment.
Yeah. So anyway, good birthday weekend.
All right. So where do you see the pictures?
At WGNRadio.com. I also put them on the Steve Cochran Show Facebook and Twitter.
All right. At Cochran Show, Steve Cochran Show on Facebook.
And you can't quite see any of the Gatorade on the floor.
Just trust you, it's there.
And so, yes, and one little note. We did the little thing you take with you when you're an attendee.
A goodie bag.
The most ridiculous tradition ever, the goodie bag for
the other
kids.
They all got Gatorade water bottles because they're all in sports. So, and we had candy, and you're supposed to fill the Gatorade water bottle with candy. Except for I had set it out in a nice display, which you'll see in the photos. And then Patrick's mom had to police the kids. All they did was they went right for the candy. I had a pizza and everything. They're all eating candy. And then there was candy all over the floor.
Boys.
Like, how are they spilling candy? Like,
these are boys.
Gummy bears. And there's like, I found a gummy bear in the kitchen.
Oh, God.
So
who's supposed to yell at him?
Well, Patrick's mom was policing.
Well, she should be the one to yell
at him. I like to organize things, but I don't really like to engage with the people. When the parents came, they were all standing like in all the doorway, and like then Pat was giving some of them wine, and they were standing. I'm like, are these people staying or
giving
like,
them wine?
Yeah, it kind
the
of
worst
like,
thing you can possibly do no. is have snacks and reasons for the parents to stay.
I know. I was like, this doesn't look like it's ending.
This party's over. Take your children and leave.
I like hard outs, you know. So anyway, but it was fun.
I did. This goodie bag thing. Have I complained about this enough in the last 15 years?
You know, they do them at weddings, too, you know.
Well, that's like a favor.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
That's like a golf tee. That's not, you know.
Wedding's a commitment. Birthday, it's a kid's birthday. You go, it's his day, her day. It's not your day, Timmy.
Didn't you go to birthday parties and get favors?
Never.
I didn't either. I mean, I don't remember that.
I do.
There were no
goodie bags. North side, south side thing, I think, because I never did either.
I didn't grow up on the North Shore.
You were in highfalutin,
yeah,
D.C.
Right.
That was the burb you were in. He was lived in highfalutin, Maryland. Right. It was right outside of D.C.
We got like a beef jerky and a pat on the back.
You know what I got?
For coming.
You know what I got? Party's over. Get out. Go home.
But the moms would flash the lights on and off like, oh, I guess it's time to go.
That's what
nobody
I should have done
knows. All right, 6:32. Headlines next, 720 WGN.